sure we'll hear a little more on the Altamont BSE baseball game. We had that broadcast today on WKRV. Hey, we're done. You got the 12 minutes on the clock. We're about set to go. 12 minutes on the clock. Hillsboro. Now bunching up different. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking about onside kick. Not sure here. That could be what they're thinking. And, yes, it is. And it's going to go straight out of bounds. So the Vandals did have Davis Daniels kind of went between his hands a little bit, but went straight out of bounds after that. So Hillsboro was thinking onside. But it goes out of bounds. Went a little bit long and went out of bounds. So went straight out of bounds. The Vandals will take over. They'll have it at their own 46. So the Vandals will have it at their own 46-yard line as we'll get started in the second half. And it seems like we just went into sludge the last couple of minutes to get things going here. Three receivers line up on the right. Vandals are going right to left. Vandals are going the same direction in the second quarter they were, or the third quarter as they were in the second quarter. Not sure why that is. So Andrew Casey hands it off to Dylan Hinton, and he powers it through to the 48. So the Vandals are going the same direction in the third quarter they were in the second quarter. So anyway, that's what they're doing. So the Vandals are going right to left again in the third quarter. They did in the second quarter, too. So we did not switch halves or switch sides. So the Vandals have it into Hillsboro territory, second and five from the Hillsboro 49-yard line. Three receivers right, one left. That is Connor Depew on the left. Andrew Casey gives it to Dylan Hinton. He gets to the outside. He finds some room. He's at the 40, to the 35, to the 30. And on the far side of the field, they drag him down at about the 27-yard line. First down for the Vandals. Dylan Hinton, he had old flag back. We got a hold, and it's all coming back. Everything I just said is moot. So a flag against the Vandals. Flag is at the 46. So it's at the Hillsboro 46. So this will bring it back to the Vandal 44. So penalty against the Vandals. Bring it back to the Vandal 44-yard line. Second down and 12 now for the Vandals from their own 44. So a big run from Hinton, but it gets brought back on a hold against the Vandals. This is their second penalty of the night. They had the face mask early in the game. Andrew Casey hands this one off. And trying to get to the outside is Hinton, but he's not going to pick up a whole lot, maybe a yard. It's going to bring up a third down at about 11. So Hinton gets it ahead to the 45, so he picked up a yard. Third down and 11 from their own 45 for the Vandals. So much different picture than we had just a moment ago. Looked like the Vandals were going to have a first down deep into Hillsboro territory, but the penalty brought that back. And now it's a third down and 11 from their own 45. So Vandals faced with a third down and long. Three receivers line up to the right, one to the left. That is Connor Depew on the near side of the field. Andrew Casey from the pistol takes the snap. He rolls right, looking downfield, gets a pass away, sliding, but did he catch it or no? I thought Connor caught it, but no, looks like he did not. It's going to be incomplete, fourth down. He was sliding. I thought he had a sliding catch, but the officials say no, so it must have hit the ground in there. And it brings us a fourth down, and the Vandals will be forced to punt it away. So what looked like a promising drive evaporated pretty quickly on that holding penalty. And the Vandals will punt it away. So the Vandals will punt it away. Hillsboro will have the football, 10-11 remaining in the third quarter. Andrew Casey gets the snap, and he gets away a high arcing kick, bounces, and the Vandals will down it about the 19. That is Bryce Hartley that slides in there to grab it and down it. So Hillsboro will have it inside or right at their own 20 is where they're going to mark it. That's where the Hilltoppers will take over. 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals with a 20-7 lead. 10:01 remaining in the third, and Hillsboro will have it. And what are we talking about? So now they're going to spot it. So we had a blocking in the back penalty against Hillsboro. So it's going to be a 10-yard penalty, so it's going to put them back at their own 10. I never saw the marker on the field. Blocking the back penalty against Hillsboro, and that pushes them back to their own 10. That puts them in a real tough spot running the football. Patton under center. Takes the snap. Hand off right through the middle. Going to get ahead to about the 13, 14-yard line on the carry, Will Hillsboro. So Hillsboro, their first possession of the second half. Will be ahead to about the 13, second down and 7. Second down and 7 for Hillsboro from their own 13-yard line. Vandals lead it 20-7. Hillsboro scored on their opening drive of the game. 8 up better than 10 minutes on the clock on that drive. Second down and 7 from their own 13. Wing formation behind the quarterback, Patton. He takes the snap, hands it off, and ahead to about the 15-yard line with the carry. And that is Claybrook Anderson with the carry up to about the 15, third down and about 5 coming up for the Hilltoppers. They're in about the 15-yard line, their own 15-yard line. They're down at about 5 from their own 15. Hillsboro shuffling a couple of guys in. 8 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 20-7. Hillsboro breaks huddle. Third down and 5 coming up from their own 15. Hillsboro, that first drive, they were able to convert a couple of these. One receiver out to the left. They're going to go to him, and it is intercepted by Brent McCarty. So McCarty with the interception, and eventually he's drugged down, or did he fumble? He had to be down. They're going to say it's Hillsboro ball. Okay, this is where the officials completely messed up, because McCarty was in the grass. I don't know how in the world you couldn't say that he was down. So Hillsboro's going to get it back on the fumble. So an interception by McCarty, in my opinion, he's down. They've got a hold of him. He's not going anywhere. They're kind of flinging him around. And then the ball popped out. But anyway, Hillsboro gets it back. So they've got it ahead to their own 29 now. So it actually turns out to be a plus, but now they fumble. And I think Hillsboro recovered. So Hillsboro recovers back at their own 25. Loss of about 4 or 5. To me, McCarty is down. They've got him in the grasp. He had been in the grasp. They should have blown the whistle and killed the play. That was an absolute mistake by this crew. He's down. I don't know how he's not. They had him in the grasp for 10 seconds. If you get to do that, my gosh, nobody's ever down. Patton takes the snap, had a little trouble with it, hands it off. Camby gets to the outside, and he's got all kinds of room, and he's going to take it to the house unless McCarty can catch him, and he does. He runs him down at about the 20. So a huge gain by Hamby. All the way ahead to the 20-yard line. So Hamby gets outside. And down the far side of the field with big yardage, and Hillsboro now with an opportunity. So we go from an interception, then the fumble, and now Hillsboro ends up with the ball inside the Vandal 20 after that big gain on the ground. Patton under center. Wing formation behind him, takes the snap. Hands it off. That is Wells. Fights his way. Stays on his feet. And he's going to end up all the way ahead to the 6. So the Vandals, I guess the Vandals came up with a fumble. So Hillsboro fumbles. And the Vandals recover. So Hillsboro with the fumble. And the Vandals recover. So the Vandals will take over. So Hillsborough has a drive going, but now the Vandals will take over. Of course, they're going to take over at their own 8. What a messed up drive. I mean, that was kind of crazy. You had an interception, then the fumble on the interception, which I won't get into that again. And now Hillsborough with a fumble, and they've got it inside the Vandal 10. Andrew Casey. The Vandals are going to pack it in tight this time, put a man in motion. That is Colburn. Instead, Andrew Casey's just going to keep it himself, but there's not a lot of room there, maybe a yard or two. And it'll bring up second down and 8. So not a lot of yardage there. Bowers and McCarty back in. Cody Robbins and Aiden Carroll out for the Vandals. The Vandals will spread it back out here. 3 receivers line up left. 1 right, that is McCarty on the far side of the field on the right. On the left, it is Bowers, DePew, and Jordan Colbert. From the pistol formation, Andrew Casey with Hinton in the backfield. They're going to give it to Dylan Hinton, and he's trying to bounce outside. Able to do so, I think he got ahead to about the 14. So it's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 4. 3rd down and about 4. Third down and 4 from the Vandals at about their own 14-yard line. 5 minutes, 45 seconds remaining. 2 receivers line up left for the Vandals. One of those, Connor DePew. Andrew Casey takes the snap. He's rolling left, sets himself, throws. He's got a wide open Connor DePew. He's at midfield, 40, 45, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That is an 86-yard touchdown. Casey to DePew. Connor got wide open. And the Vandals on the board, lead it 26-7. The field is clean. Casey to DePew from 86 yards, 5:23 remaining here in the third. And the Vandals lead it 26-7, pending the extra point. Connor got wide open on the near side of the field and then just ran it straight down. He was able to beat one man, had one man to beat. Pretty much had him in his face and was able to do so. Durbin will attempt the extra point. The snap is back. The kick is a line drive up and good. So the kick is good. And the Vandals lead it 27-7. So 27-7. The Vandals with the lead. Take a break on WKRB.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday 2 appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia. Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing Kinexus like Kinexus.
So back here, after the touchdown by the Vandals, they lead 27-7. Touchdown's brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Hillsborough on the return and ends up being a pretty good return. Head to about the 43-yard line. Touchdown's also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business, Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. 5 minutes, 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals with a 27-7 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hillsboro with the football at their own 44-yard line. Patton under center, wing formation, does have one receiver slanted out to the right. He takes the snap, fakes one hand off, gives it to the second man through. I believe that is going to be Clayburg Anderson with the carry. Pickup of about two. Second and eight. Second down and eight for Hillsboro ahead to their own 46-yard line. Handles with a 27-7 lead. That was a crazy sequence. Hillsboro had the football, then the interception, the fumble on the interception. Hillsboro gets it back, gets a long run. Then Hillsboro with the fumble, the Vandals get it back, and then they get a long touchdown out of it after that. Second down and eight for Hillsboro. Two men in the backfield. They will give it. This is to Wells, and he powers his way into Vandal territory. Now a flag is down way behind the play. Wells had enough yardage for the first down, but we'll see what the flag is. I would say a hold where it was at, but, man, that was late. The play was long gone from there. It is a hold against Hillsboro right at midfield. That's going to bring it back for Hillsboro. So the flag is right at midfield, so that should spot us at about the Hillsboro 40. With 4 minutes, 28 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Vandals lead it 27-7. Second down and 14 for Hillsboro. Wells would have had the first down on that run. That was a good power run, probably his best of the night. 4 minutes, 24 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Second down and 14 for Hillsboro from their own 40. Patton under center, wing formation. He hands it off. No, he's going to keep it himself, trying to get to the outside, and Colburn runs him down. Colburn runs him down far side of the field as he was trying to get to the outside on the left side of the field. Hillsboro, by the way, going left to right here in this third quarter. We did not switch sides in the second and third quarters. 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Third down and 16 as he lost 2 yards there. Third down and 16 for Hillsboro from their own 38. That is your objective against a team like Hillsboro. Get them behind the chains, and it puts them in situations they don't want to be in. We saw in the opening drive how well they can work when they get things turning. And we have seen at times since then how the Vandals have been able to work it. Now Hillsboro is going to take a timeout. Hillsboro's going to take a timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout as well on WKRV.
Markets go up and markets go down, but your financial future shouldn't be viewed as a roller coaster. When things feel uncertain, you likely have questions about your investments, your retirement, and your financial plan. What steps can you take to take advantage of the ups and downs? This is a good time to ask certified financial planner Scott Kramer. He's here to help. Reach out today and start the conversation. Located at FNB Financial Advisors here in Vandalia, call Scott at 618-283-5211 for a consultation. That's 618-283-5211.
Back here for the third quarter. They're remaining with 3:25. The Vandals went the same way the second quarter and the third quarter. I don't know why that was the case. But this is where we are. Third down and 16 from their own 38. Hillsboro after the timeout from the shotgun now, Pat. Two receivers line up right. One man in the backfield with him. First time tonight, he lines up in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back to pass, gets one underneath. It is a screen pass, and now the ball pops out, and the Vandals have it. So it popped out. They got to about midfield with the tackle, so it was going to bring up a fourth down, but then a fumble, I believe, Brenton McCarty recovered. And so a turnover by Hillsboro, so... So a fumble, it was pretty much right at midfield, and then the Vandals get it at about the 48. So the Vandals recover. Hillsboro also had that INT earlier, and then the Vandals fumble on the INT, and Hillsboro recovered. I don't know if you call that a turnover on both of them. I guess you do. So the Vandals take over. at their own 48-yard line. Two receivers line up on each side. Andrew Casey takes the snap. He drops back to pass, got plenty of time, across the middle of the field, incomplete. In and out of the hands of Cody Robbins. And it'll bring up second and 10. What I think Cody would like to have back. Second down and 10 from their own 48 for the Vandals. 3 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Three receivers line up left. That is Connor DePew, Robbins, and Colburn on the right. They go to the right side. That is McCarty, and he's got a lot of room in front of him. And he gets tripped up at about the 30, brought down at about the 26. McCarty with a nice catch and run. And the Vandals get a first down out of it. So a first down on the catch by McCarty. 2:55 remaining in the third quarter. Three receivers line up left, one right, and something happened. There was no snap. I'm assuming a false start against the Vandals, and it will be. Andrew Casey was looking for a football, and there was no football. Well, false start against the Vandals, 5-yard penalty. He'll push them back to the, 31? First and 15 for the Vandals. Back at the Hillsboro 30-yard line. First down and 15 from the Hillsboro 30. Three receivers line up to the left, one on the right. On the far side of the field is McCarty. From the pistol formation is Andrew Casey. Got brighter in here all of a sudden. Andrew from the pistol takes the snap. Quick pass out. That is to McCarty. He catches it, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Vandals. 33-7. Casey to McCarty, and that was a nice run by McCarty after the catch. And McCarty, from 30 yards out, comes at the 220 mark of the third quarter. And the Vandals now lead it 33-7, pending the extra point. So 33-7, the Vandals with a lead. Snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. The kick is up and good, and the Vandals have a 34-7 lead. 34-7, Vandals with the lead. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Touchdown for the Vandals. Touchdown for the Vandals are brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management. They're at 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services for local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Vandals get set to kick it away. After the touchdown, McCarty, very nice run. Had to basically go from the far sideline to the near sideline to take it in for the touchdown. Here is a line drive kick. Hillsboro has it, now bumbles it, now picks it up at the 25, and they head to about the, that's about where they're at, about the 25-yard line. Touchdown's also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer at Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this third quarter. This third quarter's taking forever. Patton under center. Wing formation behind it. And he hands it off. I believe this is Wells. And running back ahead to about the Picked up about four, I think, into about the 28-yard line. Second down and six for Hillsboro from their own 28-yard line. 1 minute, 50 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Vandals lead it 34-7. Hillsboro scored the opening touchdown, but the Vandals have had 34 unanswered up to now. As we roll down to about 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Under center is Patton. And he will hand it off to Anderson, and the Vandals are there to bring him down. And a flag down. I think that's going to be a face mask. I think I saw a hand get up in that area. We shall see. The Vandals got a face mask early in the game. And we'll see here. That's kind of what I thought from where the hands were, and the flag came in at the same time. So ball's at the 27. And, yep, face mask against the Vandals. So it is a face mask. Now it is of the I can't think of the word that they used. It was just a five-yard penalty. Inadvertent, basically. It's not one that he yanked the head. So it's second and a yard for Hillsboro. They hand it off. Hamby trying to get to the outside, and he's going to get what he needs for the first down ahead of 35. So Hillsboro will have the first down here. The first down for Hillsboro. Kind of an inadvertent as a five-yard penalty, not the one that you kind of yank the head around on a little bit. So first down and 10 for Hillsboro. We're inside a minute remaining in the third quarter. First down and 10 from their own 37 for the Hilltop. Patton under center. Wing formation behind him. First down and 10 from their own 37. Takes the snap. Hands this off. Hamby trying to get to the outside. Able to get off left tackle. Picks up a couple of yards for Hillsboro. And it'll bring up a second down and 8. 25 seconds on the clock. That is likely our final play of the third quarter. The clock rolls down. 15 seconds, and I believe that will be our final play in the third. I think Hillsboro's just going to let it run out. So that will be our final play of the third quarter. As we head to the fourth quarter, the Vandals with a 34-7 lead. And we'll take a break on WKRV.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia. Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Well, second down and 8 coming up for Hillsboro from their own 39-yard line. And, hey, we do swap sides. Hey, that happens. So Hillsboro will be going right to left in this fourth quarter. So Hillsboro with the football at their own 39, second down and 8. And we've got whistles all over the place. So we got a timeout. I believe the Vandals are taking a timeout. Coach Reinhart, Vandals defensive coordinator, coming out, and he did not seem all that pleased. So timeout on the field. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. You can call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by and see them at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So back on a second and eight from their own 39 for Hillsboro. One receiver for them slats out right. And the wing formation, they fake one handoff, give it to the second man through. He's trying to get to the outside, turns the corner. He's able to do so and picks up some nice yardage, goes out of bounds about the 48-yard line on the far side of the field. That is Anderson. And it is a first down for Hillsboro. On the very first play of the fourth quarter, Hillsboro gets a first down. He goes out of bounds at the Hillsboro 49. 34-7. The Vandals with the lead as we just get underway in this fourth quarter. Hillsboro going right to left here in this fourth quarter. They have a first down and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Patton under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Hemby. And he sneaks in around left guard and gets across into Vandal territory. Pickup of two, maybe three. Second down and seven coming up for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Second down and seven for Hillsboro from the Vandal 48-yard line. 11 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 34-7. Vandals with the 34-7 lead. Vandals late to shuffle a couple of guys around into the game. Aiden Carroll for the Vandals on a second and seven. Patton under center. And we've got a flag down. Anderson the carry, not much there at all, but we got a flag down in the backfield. Got to be a hold, doesn't it? Or a false start even. No, illegal shift against Hillsboro. So Hillsboro with a penalty. Handles with a couple of players into the game. Number 51, Xander Tates. Number 66, Gunner Major come in. And I saw Isaac Forb shuffle out along with Elijah Elliott. It'll be second down and 12 from their own 48-yard line for Hillsboro. 10 minutes, 57 seconds remaining in the ball game. Patton under center, takes the snap, hands it off. This is Wells, and he just fights his way through. Wow, nice carry. He drug a Vandal with him, and he's going to get near the first down, if not gotten the first down. Looks like he's a yard short. Third and a yard. So an 11-yard pickup by Wells. His best carry of the night. Earlier he had one that would have been his best carry of the night, but he got called back on a penalty. Third down and a yard for Hillsboro. They hand it off again to Wells. He's going to have the first down. Head to the 39. The Vandal 39-yard line. So Hillsboro moving the ball here. They want to get those short yardage situations. And that's what they got there, and they were able to cash in with the first down. First down and 10 for Hillsboro from the Vandal 39. Inside 10 minutes remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 34-7. First down and 10 from the Vandal 39 for Hillsboro. They do have one receiver to the left. Patton drops back to pass. He's under pressure. Has to get rid of it in a hurry and complete. Aiden Carroll got heat on him. And that was from the backside. And it looked like from the front side. Gunner Major got some heat on him. Randall's got some heat on Patton. And an incomplete pass. And it'll bring up second and 10. From the Vandal 39 for Hillsboro. 9 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 34-7. Patton under center. Wing formation. Hands it to Anderson. And he finds some room and gets out of bounds on the far side of the field. out of bounds about the 34-yard line, maybe 33-yard line. Pick up a 5, maybe 6. And it'll bring up a third down and about 3 coming up for Hillsboro. Good gain there by Anderson. Looked like he had a little trouble on the handoff, but he was able to make it work. So third down and about 4 for Hillsboro from the Vandal 33-yard line. Batting under center. Hillsboro getting those short yardage situations. Handoff here to Wells, and he's just going to power it through. And they're going to have the first down ahead to about the 28. So Hillsboro with another first down. They're moving the ball very well on this drive. Vandal shuffling a lot of guys in defensively. Xander Tate into the game. And Elijah Elliott back into the game for the Vandals. Coming out, Brody Jay, and also coming out, Alton Emmerich. Well, Vandal shuffling a lot of guys in on the defensive side. Here's a handoff to Wells, and the Vandals read it. Ran right into the pile. Tackle made by Sam Bowers. And it's second down and 10 for the Hilltoppers. Second down and 10 from the Vandal 28. 8 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the game. 34-7. The Vandals with the lead. Second down and 10 for Hillsboro from the Vandal 28. Patton under center. Wing formation behind it. Takes a snap. Going to hand this off. And going to bring down not much of a gain, if any, on the carry by Hamby. Connor DePue in on the tackle for the Vandals. Looks like maybe he's going to pick up a yard there, third and 9. Third and 9 from the Vandal 27. We will tick down under 8 minutes remaining. Third down and 9 from the Vandal 27 for Hillsboro. Patton under center, wing formation behind him. Third down and 9 from the 27. Patton will give it. This is Anderson straight through the middle. Gets a first down and more ahead to the 15. So a nice gain. His last couple of carries, he's really gotten ahead of steam and got up the field. So it is a first down for Hillsboro. About a 12-yard gain on the run. Hillsboro does have a man down. And both Vandals trainer Chris Whitten and Hillsboro's trainer come out. Check on the Hillsboro player who is down. 7 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the ball game. Hillsboro just got a first down and will have the football, I believe, at about the 14-yard line. And both trainers out. And head coach, I believe it's Coach Reed out. Well, looking at the Hillsboro player who is down, we haven't had any cramping tonight. Vandals had some issues with that in week one. Hillsboro with a player down at this time. We are going to take a break and come back, get ready for the rest of the fourth quarter here on WKRV.
Hi, this is Chrissy Hipscher from Wilms & Associates. For all of your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That is one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
So it'll be a first down and 10 for Hillsboro. 15, they're at the Vandal 15. And a run ahead here, about a 6-yard gain. Hillsboro will have a third and 2 from the Vandal 6. Third down and 2 from the Vandal 6 coming up. And I'm assuming the timeout.
Timeout,
Robert. So Hillsboro is going to take a timeout. And we'll take one as well on WKRV.
Whether you're looking for new tires or quality used tires, the place to go, Rock Bottom Tire at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia, next to the Chuck Wagon. Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized dealer of Milestar Tires. Milestar Tires come with a road hazard warranty. See dealer for details. You can also get your oil change at Rock Bottom Tire. You can also give Jimmy a call, 618-699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. Rock Bottom Tire, 1720 North 8th Street, next to the Chuck Wagon in Vandalia.
So third down and two. Coming for Hillsborough from the Vandals 6. 6 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the game. Patton under center. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Wells, and it looks like he'll have the first down, so it'll be first and goal for Hillsborough. So it'll be a first and goal for Hillsborough, looks like at about the 3. Well, first and goal for Hillsborough. No, we got a flag down. Haven't seen an indication as of yet. Unsportsmanlike conduct against both teams, so it's offsetting. So how about instead of throwing a flag, you just tell them both? Might make more sense. So a first and goal from about the 3. First down and goal for Hillsborough from about the 3. Eventually. Offsetting penalties to me are just the dumbest thing ever. Patton under center. Takes the snap, hands it off. Wells right through the middle. And he is in for the touchdown. Wells in for the touchdown. 5:55 remaining in the game, so Hillsborough back on the board with a touchdown here to make it 34-13. Well, 3-yard touchdown run for Hillsborough. Five minutes, 55 seconds remaining, so Hillsborough will see. Looks like from the way they're breaking, they are going for 2. So they will go for the 2-point conversion here. Two receivers line up to the right. Patton under center. It's a man in motion, left to right. Takes a snap, quick drop, gets a pass away, and man is tackled pretty quickly and brought down. So the 2-point conversion is no good. So the Vandals still lead it 34-13. So 34-13 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
The Hillsborough will get set to kick it away to the Vandals. 5 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals with a 34-13 lead. And it is a line drive kick caught by Connor DePue at about the 18. He's ahead to the 30. Now turns, stays on his feet, trying to reverse course, ahead to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, stays on his feet, trying to find some room, to the 45, ahead to about the 43, as he eventually gets into Mandel territory. It was about a 47-yard return, but he ran about, well, it was a 27-yard return, but he ran about 60 yards to get there. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Hillsboro 43-yard line. 5 minutes, 35 seconds remaining. Andrew Casey looking to the sidelines, getting the play in from Vandals football coach Jason Clay. Andrew takes the snap, fakes a handoff, going to run it himself. And he is down to the 35, pickup of about 8. Second and 2. Second and 2 for the Vandals. Second down and 2 for the Vandals, just shy of the Hillsboro 35-yard line. As we tick down inside 5 minutes remaining in this game. Two receivers line up on the left, one right. Dylan Hinton in the backfield with Andrew Casey, who is from the pistol formation. Andrew takes the snap, gives a handoff to Hinton, who fights his way inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line on the near side of the field. 4 minutes, 42 seconds remaining as the clock will stop to move the chains on the first down. The Vandals with the 34-13 lead with 4.5 minutes remaining in the game. So Hinton will come out. I believe Brody Matthews will step into the running back spot. Two receivers line up, left, one right. And I am going to imagine the Vandals probably will just try to keep the ball mostly on the ground on this possession. First down and 10. Play clock down to 4. They hand it off. This is to Brody Matthews, and he is ahead to the 23-yard line. Pickup of about 5. Second down and 5. Second down and 5 for the Vandals from the Hillsboro 23-yard line. 3 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the game. Two receivers line up left, one right from the pistol formation. That is Andrew Casey with Brody Matthews in the backfield. He takes the snap, gives it to, nope, fakes the handoff, gets a pass complete. And into the hands of Jordan Colburn, who ends up down inside the 5. Nice play action from the Vandals, taking the handoff, pass across the middle, slant route, and it'll be a first and goal for the Vandals. They head to the 4, so first down and goal from the 4 for the Vandals. Andrew Casey. And this one off to Matthews, who stays on his feet, turns ahead to maybe about the 2 before he got pushed back. Second down and goal for the Vandals. Ahead to, see where they spot it. Maybe the 2. Somewhere in that vicinity. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game. Two receivers line up left for the Vandals, one right. Matthews in the backfield. Andrew Casey takes the snap, hands it off to Matthews, and he is down close to the goal line. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Vandals. That is Matthews. He's 3 yards out. It comes with 2:20 remaining in the game. And the Vandals lead it 40-13 pending the extra point. The Vandals lead it 40-13 pending the extra point. With 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game. Durbin will get set with the extra point attempt. Kick is up and no good. Hit the left upright, and it is no good. And it is 40-13. Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Take a break on WKRV.
We've still got some hot days to go, but before you know it, the first chill will blow through the air. Well, whether it's servicing your AC or making sure your furnace is good for the winter, the place to call is Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. No matter the make or model, Hunter's can take care of it for you. And if it's time for a new one, Hunter's can get you set up. So stop by and see them at 5th and Orchard in Vandalia or call 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
The Vandals with the touchdown. Touchdown's brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Touchdown's also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the Vandals will get set to kick it away to Hillsboro, 220 remaining in the ballgame. Vandals lead it now 40-13. Hillsboro in trouble with a kick, picked up at the 9. And they'll return from there and get it out to about the 18, and that's where they're brought down. 2 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the game. So Hillsboro will take over. It looks like at their own 17 is where they're spotted. First down and 10 from their own 17. First down and 10 for Hillsboro from their own 17. They trail the Vandals 40-13. They give the carry here. Number 12 for Hillsboro. Nothing on the game. That is Noah Satterley. The clock is rolling. We're inside 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. So the Vandals, a 40-13 lead, and they will improve to 2-0 on the season and be at Pena next week. The Vandals will be on the road at Pena coming up next week. Second down and 10 for Hillsboro. They hand this one off. This is Wells, I believe. Goes right through the middle to about the 25. Well, Wells, who's had a better second half, got the touchdown.
7 yards, second and three.
And it'll bring up a third down and about 3 coming up for Hillsboro. Minute 15 remaining in the game. 1:08 remaining on the clock with a third down and 3 coming up for Hillsboro from their own 24-yard line. Patton under center. Wing formation. Hands it off. I believe that's Wells again. Yes, it is. Pickup of, I don't know if he got a first down. I don't think he did. About a yard. Maybe, no, they're going to say he did. I didn't think he got that much, but it looks like they're going to give him a first down. And they will move the chains, stop the clocks to move the chains, and get it back rolling again. We're inside a minute remaining. So the Vandals will improve to 2-0 on the season. And Hillsboro first down and 10 from their own 27. Patton. Hands it off. That is Hamby. And he gets ahead to about the 20, basically line of scrimmage, look like. Second and 10, 15 seconds on the clock. Well, that will likely wrap us up. And the Vandals will win it here tonight, 40 8-13. The Vandals improved to 2-0 on the season as they win it tonight 40-13. We will take a break, come back, wrap this one up on WKRV.